Greetings. Welcome to a new day on lovely planet Earth. This is Maggie Chula, and you're listening to Maggie's Spiritual Connections. I hope that you listen in and build your light skills as you make significant progress in life as a consciously connected being of light. Help your body learn to relax, train your mind to see solutions, stay inspired, and get motivated. You are a divine being of light. Channel your best into each day. And today, I thought it was important to talk about standing in your power. So what can you do to stand in your power and make healthy choices for your future when the future only shows a void? All life and personal options are closed for renovations. Or is this just another part of the illusions of life? Everyone experiences life as an expression of self. From our thoughts and awareness, we learn we are separate from others. We also learn some people hold power over us and may choose to limit our personal choices. So what exactly is self-power? And how can you expand your awareness of self to stand in your own power during this current life experience? These questions will be addressed, and I will share several ways to stand in your power and know you're creating the best possible solutions for your future goals. Now, clearly, this year, we have been going through some unprecedented times. It is unusual, to say the least, that people are being encouraged to stay separate from each other for our own safety. And while that is happening, many of us are isolated and alone. And it can feel very disempowering only listening to your own thoughts. So I wanted to choose this time to stare into that void and to start to show ways you can build upon this wonderful downtime. So the void, when you look into the future, now I'm used to being able to look into the future because I am a professional psychic. I have worked for many years as a healing vibrational, spiritual psychic. And it's difficult for me because when I look into the future, there are so many unlimited paths now that it's very difficult to choose for myself. And so I found myself wondering, what can I do to put down my own anchors, to put down things, plot lines, timelines that will go towards a future that I can envision and believe in. For when you work with future and you work with creating and manifesting, it needs to be believable to your mind. So right now, it feels like it's a void. There are too many power places in my path, maybe in your path. The ones that say, if you go out and you feel free to do whatever you want, you're not abiding by the rules that can help the rest of society. But are you getting lost in the shuffle? So one of the things I do know is that the true power resides in your ability to think for yourself and to make your own choices. So when life hands you a change so unprecedented that it changes everyone around you and the way countries interact with each other, where is our power? And our power is still in knowing who we are. So whether you've lost your job or your job has moved to your home, or you are finding yourself called to go do something entirely different than what you have done before. All of these opportunities are coming to you to help in some way answer a calling that's inside you. So I do work primarily on the level of the soul. I work with the Akasha and the source vibration of all that is. And that's where your true power does exist. Knowing who you are at your soul, at your DNA level, who do you choose to be? Are you a person who's going to stand up to these indignities to help push the boundaries for all? Or are you a person who believes in helping to support the rules, in helping to create pathways and routines for others so that they can feel more calm during these insane times? Whoever you are at your core is what is coming through right now. If you think of yourself as Archangel Raphael has shared before in my book, that you are a seed that's been planted here in the soil of Earth. Your soul desired this experience. So as that seed that's growing in the soil of Earth, there are many changes. Now, you might have thought you were a rosebush all this time. You were pretty, you liked to dress up, but there were prickles about you. If people got too close, touched you inappropriately, you had sharp little thorns. And maybe you're discovering that, well, you didn't really have thorns. You had bumps that needed to be smoothed out so you could feel comfortable in your own skin. And now that you are comfortable, you can open up more to the advances, to the looks of others. Or maybe you're going to find out that instead of a rose bush, you were really planting a tree that flowers every spring. You get to decide who you are, and you get to change. So the true power is knowing what do you desire to be, making a choice and saying, I choose to stay positive and open in this time. I choose to look people in the eye and have a smile in my eyes, even though I'm wearing a mask. They can't see there's a smile on my face. They'll get the energy and the vibration from me that I am in a happy place and happy to see them. So what you experience is coming to you from your soul and in the ways that you have asked for adventure. But it's also contributed and influenced by all the other beings around you. So this pandemic that we are going through, this unprecedented time, is that a virus, an illness, has shut down the world, has shut down different places in the world. Differently, we don't have a world organization yet that said this is what we all need to do. But we're watching each country and we're watching each city, and in some cases, just a county, not an entire state. And we're watching these different pockets and seeing how it's playing out. And you have different pockets like that within your own mind, within your own life. Maybe what you're finding out is this group of people that you don't see as often because you don't go into work, it makes you feel better not to be at work surrounded by them. I know when I went in to a job at a regular every day, I enjoyed the interactions with other people, but you're very much influenced by the people around you. So maybe you're finding out it's better for you not to have the conversations at the office that incite you to feel bad about what's going on. And I would challenge you also to start to look at what's happening, maybe in a different way. So if you've looked at it from the level of a victim, I am a victim of what has happened. I have no control over anything. I don't see where my personal power is. If that's you, a person who's saying, I have no personal power, I'm at the total mercy of everybody else, I challenge you to think again. Because even then, you have the power of choice. How will you react in this situation? If you are a person who is living with parents or someone who's in charge of them and you need to listen to them, your life will go smoother if you will resist the urge to be combative and instead work on peace, work on getting along. And that could feel like a struggle because you're not speaking your truth, but you're saving your space, you're saving your sanity, and you're keeping yourself well for another day. Or maybe you're a person who's lost your job. You don't want to go look for another job. You don't want to go to a different industry. I challenge you to look at your life, look at your desires, look at what you really want to do, and start to spread it out. Well, maybe you worked in the food industry as a chef. There's a lot of other places you can go to work and work with food. And perhaps you'll find another place to do that. But it could be instead that working with the food and the nourishment was to help you nourish yourself so you could feel more comfortable in your own skin. And now that you've done that, you feel you can go forward and maybe teach how to cook. Find a way to do a YouTube channel. So reinventing yourself in the time of a void takes creativity and imagination. And imagination is my specialty because I work with the Akasha and I work with the master teachers. Now, the pushback I get is, well, if this is just my imagination, it isn't real. And I would challenge you to think, what is real? If you tell your mind something, your mind will believe it. If you right now just relax and allow yourself to think about a favorite food, just seeing it in front of you and wanting to eat it, and feeling your mouth start to water, you can just taste it, it feels so good, your mind is going to believe that it can eat that food. But it isn't really there. It's a memory you're bringing up. Or maybe anticipation. But it can feel as real as biting into a bitter lemon. Think of that right now. Biting into a bitter lemon. Can you taste that? Can you sense that? Ooh, is it sour? You have the potential within your mind and your imagination to create worlds. And we have done that. But the world we were creating was full of people we gave our power away to. And I believe the world is asking us to come together as equals and to say, this is my experience. This is what I desire. I want my children to feel free to be outside, to feel happy and safe playing outside by themselves. Or I want a job where I am respected, where my work ethic is respected, where I am given a job to do and I am allowed to do it. And people know I will get it done because I am up to that challenge and a responsible adult. And if that's what you want, then you need to be a responsible adult and go through and say, well, what What do I think a responsible adult would do? What does that mean to me? How can I become that? The real power through your imagination is to recreate yourself. It's to say, I choose to be a painter. I love the images in my head. I love to go to museums and see the beautiful paintings on the wall. I want to do that. And if that is true, well, you can study art and study other painters, or you can get the canvases, or you can get a piece of paper and start to color and start to work with your imagination. And from that raw effort, start to create. I believe we are being asked to stand in our power and to say, this is who I am, and this is where I fit in this world. And sometimes these great changes come to shake you up and to say, well, what do you think now? I had a moment of great change when I was very sick and had little children. I had several opportunities to stop breathing and to just go in the light with the master teachers. And each time I said, no, I'm not ready. Nope, not yet. I'm here for my children. I'm going to be here to help. And I found ways to stay and to grow healthy. But my ways are working with the Akasha and working with my soul and working with the lessons that my life had given me so that I could look at them and not feel the sting and the pain and the heat, but instead look at them and see the knowledge and the wisdom and the experiences that were given to me. Those were a shifting of my mind. And you can do that too. By shifting your mind. So when you start to create your life, which you do all the time, whether you're consciously working with it or not, you have the power to shift what you do. So let's take this mental challenge to create something that brings us happiness, something that brings us peace. Now, on a world level, it takes coordination, cooperation, and leadership. Leadership for the group and leadership for the self. And that's what we're being challenged to do right now, to make deep changes in our own personal values, in our own personal actions, and take ownership for what we are creating. And you can start at a very young age to do this. Now, I've already shared how to cast a sacred circle, how to create a column of light, and all those things are protective. All those tools are to help you stay safe and grounded. But it's difficult to stay grounded in a world that's been upended and where we're living in a void. What does the future hold? When can we restart our economy again? How is this all going to look? And I will challenge you in this next week to think of your place in the world. What is your place? Maybe your place is being the mother and helping your children through their school experiences, helping them through this pandemic. And also you have a job and you have a husband. You have different ways and different roles and different tasks that you must accomplish every week. But is there a space for you to carve out the time for you to create something new for yourself? Maybe it's a new attitude towards what's happening. Maybe instead of rallying against what's happening and wishing for the past, it's saying, okay, life has changed. I'm going to move forward now. And I will do it with this, this, and this, these tools. So my morning class, my free class that tells you how I build my column of light, I call in the master teachers and I talk about my day. During this void, it's been more difficult to do that because each day seems to be like the rest. And putting down time commitments is so flexible because we're all feeling that ungrounded reaction to the future. What is the future? So let's see about creating it for ourselves. I challenge you to sit down and write 5 things that you would like to accomplish in the next 2 months. Don't go further out than that, because this is an interesting time of illusions. 5 things you wish to accomplish in the next 2 months. And write them down, things that you believe that you can do. And some to challenge you. And then look at that list, and instead of saying, I will do this, 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 start to think of what personality of yours is needed to achieve that goal. Do you need cooperation from others? Are you looking to share more love with someone? What part of you is needed the most for those goals? And is that a part of you that's calling to you and saying, please pay more attention to me today? And working on yourself only needs to take 5 to 10 minutes a day, but the longer you can do, of course, the better. I do believe you can go too far, though. If you're spending an hour and a half every day setting up your day, that's probably a lot of time that's unnecessary. Once you get used to the process is knowing what your goals are, what do you wish to achieve in the near future, in the next couple of months, and then breaking it down. So if you wish to achieve a healthy weight and you have more than 100 pounds to lose, you need to chunk that down. The first 10% weight loss, I wish to have that in the next 2 months. Okay, that's a goal. That's a tangible goal. And it's something that you can go, okay, I need to change how I'm eating. I will eat at different times. But you can make manageable goals, and that's where your power lies. Standing in your power is taking small increments, and each small increment takes you further and further towards your goal. So it is knowing who you are and what you want, but also setting a path, setting up steps to get you there. There are many free ways of doing this, methods, meditations, a lot of different things that you'll find on my website, either maggiechula.com or acenterforenlightenment.com. And I would strongly encourage you to use one of my favorite methods, and that is picking one master teacher, just one, an archangel, an ascended master, a leader who exists now, but you would love to work with them. Pick one master teacher to bring into your circle, into your energy, and ask them to help you. if you work with one master teacher for 3 weeks, which seems too long right now, how about 3 days or 1 week? Pick a time that seems appropriate to you, but do it regularly. We used to say it takes 21 days to set a behavior, to create a new behavior. That always seemed a little long to me, but the reason is because by doing that every day, you have laid down the energy pattern, you have laid down the mental pattern, and you have been working on setting up the structure and creating the time for it. So that would be 21 days, 3 weeks. But every change starts somewhere. So if you even start with three times, 3 days in a row, or three times in 1 week, you will do this new behavior, this new exercise, this new pattern of working with a master teacher. You will build on that, and it will help you exponentially grow your mind, your abilities, your changes, and you will have created that change. You will be the driving force in that life, in your life. For while you are an eternal being and will live on forever, the part of you listening to this, the earth being listening to me, has a temporary lifespan. So embrace that knowledge and wisdom that you're helping to grow the skills that your soul will use for all of your wisdom that you gather in this lifetime continues with you. Continues with you. So make an appointment with your future self. If it's 3 days, 3 weeks, 2 months in the future, this is what I will have. And keep that mentally in your mind. Have the vision in front of you. Know what it feels like to have accomplished this goal. Or pretend, imagine what it feels like, how great you're going to feel. Put as much into yourself as you can and place that in the future and work towards that every day. You will achieve your goal. And it might be at the end of 2 months, you look back and you'll know you've made a difference. It could look different from what you imagine it at this point in time. But I guarantee you, if you work with the masters, if you work with your soul, if you work with your vibrational essence, it will bring you satisfaction and a feeling of competency within your ability to work with your soul wisdom. So standing in your power not only means standing up for yourself with others, but in this case, it means owning your life, owning your future, and taking the time to plan and create your near future, which will help you create that far vision. Going back to the person who has over 100 pounds to lose, it's daunting to look at that and think, oh, this could take me 2 years. Some people can do it. But if you break it down to a percentage or pounds or a lifestyle, or I will not eat dessert every night, I'll have it 2 nights a week, some small change, those incremental changes will lead to a very, very big, great satisfaction in your life. And maybe at the end you look back and go, I've lost 50 pounds, I feel great. And that's all I needed to lose. Good. Because it really depends on you. You're here to keep yourself going and to help yourself feel good. So thank you for listening. I hope you come back. Go to my websites, maggiechula.com, A Center for Enlightenment, and start to look at the tools and the free resources I have out there. You do make a difference in this world, and you can change your life. Start today.